Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you as a listener. Today's topic is Jesus Worth Our All. We'll return after a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Jesus Worth Our All by Emma Dancy. Matthew 13, verses 44 through 46 says, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has to buy that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it." Jesus uses many parables throughout his time recorded on earth. He compares his kingdom in Matthew 13 to a treasure hidden in a field that is purchased by a man with all he has, and a merchant who finds one great pearl and sells all he has to buy it. In comparing this, he is essentially saying that when you discover the beautiful gift of salvation from him, you will do whatever you can to be a part and invest in his kingdom work. Commentator Matthew Henry elaborates, "Though nothing can be given as a price for this salvation, yet much must be given up for the sake of it. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up." The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure. This is so true that it is such a beautiful and mysterious gift that the perfect God would come down to us in flesh as Jesus and take on our sins through death and raise himself back to life. He ascended into heaven and now sits at God's right hand. He has sent us his Holy Spirit. Even though God wishes no one perishes, not everyone accepts this treasure or sees it for what it is. To them, it is difficult to understand or believe when they cannot see with their own eyes. When we know what we have been given and found in Jesus, there is a drive and a confidence in his great love and plan that we are thankful and seeking after more and more. Then, in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. When we truly understand what Jesus has done for us, we will give all we have back to him. We will share our time, talents, finances, resources, and lives. Jesus not only bore the cross, but he invites us to pick up our crosses and follow him. Matthew 26, 24 through 26 says, "Then Jesus told his disciples, 'If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul?'" Life following Jesus is not easy, but we can have great joy in the price of living lives that honor him and be involved in his kingdom work every day through the power of the Holy Spirit We sell or give up what we thought was good for what Jesus has, which is best. John 16:22 says, "So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you." Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Another example given is a merchant in search of fine pearls. Everyone in life is seeking after purpose, significance, and their identity. Just like this merchant found the pearl of great value, when we discover Jesus' love for us and accept his gift of salvation, everything else pales in comparison to his amazing gift. We become fully aware of our sin and his forgiveness. We are in awe that God created us for a purpose and to be part of his kingdom. We are humbled that Jesus loves us, and we are willing to let go of everything else and put him first because we have finally discovered what life is all about, him. Intersecting faith and life. What makes the kingdom of heaven so exciting to you? How have you found joy, even in sacrifices, for the sake of Christ? Further reading, Mark 8:34, Luke 9:23, 1 Peter 2:21.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app, so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.